So, do you want to hear all the problems, or are you just in a too good of a mood and I don't want to kill your buzz?
Well, I actually was about to record a podcast, so...
Okay. I haven't been able to listen to any of them. I heard your first one, and that was it. How do I find them?
Do you have Spotify?
Can you just send me a link?
Yeah.
All right, just do that.
Okay.
What's your podcast about tonight?
Just random crap.
Random crap?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
That's all it is.
Random crap.
That's all it is. It's just me talking about stuff that's like
funny. Well, send me a link.
Funny. Okay, well.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
Go do your podcast. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you.
All right. I can't wait to hear your random crap.
Thanks.
I love you, baby.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
What up? It's KT. It's 30 New Things, episode 12. How's it going? It's extremely hot today, as was yesterday, and my brain feels like a scrambled egg. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what I'm doing. It's weird. I feel, like I'm a little tipsy. I'm just like a little disoriented. I'm drinking so much water though. So it's not that. I think just all the blood in my body is like rushing to the surface. I don't know. Or it's all in my brain or it's not in my brain. I don't know. Blood ain't where it's supposed to be. Or something. It's all in my feet, I think. Does anybody else's feet swell up when you're really hot? I swear, all the blood goes to, my ankles and my feet. And my feet swell up and then they ache. And then I have to, do a handstand or just, put my feet up. Is it winter yet? I love winter. I don't like Christmas, but I love winter. I love fall because it's like relief from the summer and winter is coming soon. And then I can snuggle up in a sweater again under a blanket and be cozy and wear my beloved beanies and slippers and snuggle up. Ugh. I don't really want to think about sweaters right now though. But I want to think about snow and being cold. Yeah. Sometimes I put, we have a TV in the bedroom. Sometimes I'll put, from YouTube, a, snowing scene. Try to get the cold vibes going. It works. It does. You just close your eyes and imagine yourself, you're lying in the snow, and you're frozen. Oh, yeah. Are you doing it? I'm doing it. Oh, that's nice. And imagine that the sun is a nice warm-up. It's not trying to roast you alive. It's just, it's there, but it's not that close. You know, it's not as close as it is now. He's there. He's just backing off. He's like, hey, I'll keep you a little bit warm. I'm not going to roast you. Whereas now it's like, that level of Super Mario Brothers, where the sun is where the sun is swooping down and is trying to kill you. He does a little circle, wee wee wee, and then he goes meow, and he goes down, and you have to jump over him. That's what's happening in real life. I didn't make up that joke. It's like a internet meme, so I can't take credit. But that's how I feel. The sun is swooping down and he's trying to kill me. But it's all good. I'll probably take a cold shower after I record this because my thighs are sticking to my chair. Ugh, I have a vinyl office chair. And when I sweat, I stick to it. It's awesome. Especially if I have lotion on. Then it's just like a glue. Anyway. Went out shopping today. And I thought I'd stop at my favorite happy place. Goodwill. I love Goodwill. I love searching around looking for weird shit. It brings me joy. It's like a little treasure hunt. It's like a, I like rummaging. You know, feeling like I'm looking for a treasure. Am I not recording? Whew. Okay. Got really scared. I thought I wasn't recording, but I was just really zoomed out. So my waveform looked really small and I got nervous that it wasn't recording, but I was. Okay, so we're good. Yeah, I love Goodwill. And I was like, you know what? I have all day. I'm off today. I do need to get groceries, but I don't really have anything else to do. And I don't really want to be at home because it's like, I don't know, 88 degrees in the house. So maybe I'll just get out of the house and rummage around. So I went to Goodwill. And lo and behold, it was like an angel from heaven came down to say, Katie, check it out. Look what I did for you. The dressing rooms were open again. Ah! They've been closed for like a year. They had the dressing rooms open. And I walk in and they're playing, it was a song that I had listened to earlier in the day. Oh, it was You Gotta Be by Desiree, which is like one of my favorite songs. Like every time it comes on, it's just like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's a song that I have. I don't know if I talked about this on here before. But it's a song that I vividly have this memory of listening to when I was a kid. I had to be probably like maybe like 3 or 4. And my older sisters shared a bedroom. And then me and my younger sister shared. There were 4 of us. 4 girls. So my older sisters shared a room. And then me and my younger sister shared a room. Well, I walked into my older sister's room. And they had this green, this old ass, ugly ass green carpet on the floor. And I remember it was summertime. It was really hot. And the sun was coming in through the windows. And, you know, sometimes, like, if you think of, like, your grandma's house or something, or, like, an attic, sometimes, like, there's kind of, like, a dusty smell when the sun hits, like, like an old carpet a certain way. And it's just kind of, like, warm and dusty. And I remember that smell. And that song was playing on their little, like, clock radio. And it's just, like, every time I hear that song, like, I can smell that room again. And so it's just, like, a warm memory that I have. I don't know. But, that song was playing. And I love that song. And then, well, it turned out to be 90s Pandora radio. And so it was, like, Return of the Mac and, like, TLC and, like, some great music. So I was feeling good, and I was, like, excited that the dressing rooms are open, because I haven't been able to try on anything at Goodwill in forever, so I haven't been buying a lot of clothes from there, because I don't like buying stuff that I can't try on. Sometimes you look at something and you know if it's going to fit you right, you know, but sometimes you're not sure. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm going to, like, fill up my cart. I'm going to try on all this stuff. It's going to be awesome. And I didn't find much. I only found 2 dresses that I wanted to try on. And I ended up not buying either of them, so I was, like, kind of bummed. So I decided to try the other Goodwill. Well, I struck out there, too. And so at that point, I texted my best friend who works down the street, and I'm like, meet me at El Camino for tacos. And she was like, hell yeah. So so we had a long lunch, and it was nice. It turned out to be a good day. Well, then I went to Kroger and I got some groceries and I got the biggest watermelon in the store. And I love watermelon. I love it so much. It's just the perfect food. Because it's a food and a drink in one. It doesn't need any seasoning. You know, some people put, I don't know, some people put like salt on their watermelon. I've seen people like Lizzo putting yellow mustard on her watermelon. I don't know where that came from, or if that's like a thing that, I don't know if it's good or if it's just like a joke to do it. I don't know. What? I have so much watermelon now, and I happen to have a lot of yellow mustard that I think I just might try it. I think I just might try it out, see what all the hubbub is about. So, stay tuned for my watermelon mustard review. I don't get... Okay, I want to talk about public bathrooms. The pandemic has caused us to think about a lot of things in a different light, right? The way that we stay clean, you know, things that we touch, how often we're washing our hands, and, you know, if we're touching our face, what we're touching, and just kind of generally, I feel like cleanliness is more of a, more at the forefront of people's minds, okay? But one thing that hasn't changed much is the public bathroom. And when you really think about it, I don't know how often they're cleaned, but they're gross. Right? I don't really want to sit on a toilet seat that I don't know how many people have sat on. When I'm at home, at least I know who sat on my toilet. It's me and maybe and me and Dan. And that's it. You know, I knew there aren't other sweaty butts on my toilet seat. It's just, it's gross that we still, that's still a thing. And every time I go into one, I really don't like to, but sometimes you gotta, you know. I try to think of a way that we could, like, make public bathrooms less disgusting. And I can't think of anything. I mean, I guess you could carry, like, wipes with you and wipe the seat before you sit down. I don't even sit on toilet seats anymore in public. I don't. I do the hover thing. Okay, you squat down in front of the toilet and you back up until your thighs are almost touching the bowl, and then you go. You don't even sit. And then you can like rest your elbows on your knees. I'm telling you, it works. Some people like will like climb up on the seat and like put the, like their feet on the toilet seat and squat down and pee like that. Because, well, I know this because I was in a bathroom one time and I saw a sign and it was like a drawing of somebody doing that with a no symbol through it. And I was like, do people do that? I guess it's like a thing in Japan or something. Like people do that in public. They seem to have a better ways of like being more what's the word? Not discreet. Oh my gosh. What's the word? Clean. No. Sterile. Stairs are sterile. 'Cause they've been wearing masks well before the pandemic. Like anyway, they always wear masks over there. So I don't know. I like, we should take some ideas from them. But the other thing that I don't understand with public bathrooms, especially the ladies' room, is going number two in public. I don't know how. I can't do that. I can't. I even like sometimes when I'm on vacation, I have a hard time. Like I have to be at home on my own in my own bathroom to do that. And so it's crazy to me when there's like someone in the ladies' room going number two. I'm like, nobody wants to smell that. And okay, so I don't know why I'm like whispering now. When I was at Kroger, I had to stop into the bathroom, which I hate to do because Kroger's bathroom is always so gross. Especially the Kroger on Monroe, which we lovingly refer to as the Kroghetto. But it stunk in there. And like I went in and did what I had to do as fast as I could. And then I hear it was quiet. The one person had left. And so it was just me and this other lady that was in there. And I heard her whisper, "God damn it, Carol." So she knew. She knew she shouldn't have been doing that there. I got out there as fast as I could. And probably ran into her in the store later, but obviously I didn't know who she was. I'm not going to be like, "Carol, you good?" Man, I don't know. I don't get it. That'll never be me. Hopefully. God. I don't know. Never be me. This pod has kind of gotten away from the doing new things. I don't know. Maybe I need to rebrand or something. Maybe I'll just call it Random Crap. Random Crap with KT. This is Random Crap. Random crap that I think is humorous. I follow this trivia account on Instagram. It's called Trivia Corner. It's lovely. I love it. Every day they have new trivia and they have a theme. So it'd be like, I think today was like Ivy League trivia. So they have like a different theme. Every single day they do it. And it's great. And it's through their stories. And you can go on and you can play. They have like, you know, multiple choice and stuff. Or sometimes they have like fill in the blank where you're writing the answer. But anyway, there's a question about the song Turn Down for What? And I was just thinking about the song. I would love to know, for that song specifically, and possibly also other songs of the same type, like big party songs, like Shots or Get Low, I'd be curious to know what the environment was when they recorded it, / when they wrote it. I wonder, was it written during a party? Was the recording studio a party at the time? Because I feel like it'd be so weird to record a song like that just like in like a plain recording studio, you know, and just imagining Lil Jon like in the booth, like what does he say, fired up and everybody shots. I feel like you can't just like get that type of lyric out in like just a plain recording booth. I'd imagine that there would have had to have been, I don't know, scrambled eggs. A party going on around him, right? I don't know. I'm curious. Is there like video of the recording of party songs? Are they recorded as they're partying? Are they written while partying and then taken seriously when recording? I don't know. I'm curious. I'm very curious. I think we'll wrap it up there. Wrap it up like a pig in a blanket. And dipped in yellow mustard with watermelon. Thank you for listening. I love receiving comments and just knowing that people are listening to this makes me happy. I hope it makes you chuckle, or at least maybe a sharp exhale out of the nose. At the very least, I hope this makes you exhale sharply out of your nose one time. That is my wish. at the minimum. Yeah, thanks for listening. You can follow at 30 New Things Podcast or my main Instagram, which is at Katie Sapiro. See you on there or not. If you abstain from the gram, I respect that. If you do not, I also respect that. I think it's time to make dinner, so I'm going to wrap this up. Now I really want pigs in a blanket. It's too hot. It's far too hot to have the oven on. We're grilling tonight. I'm making some Middle Eastern chicken kebabs. Kebabs. Is it keep? Why is it spelled like that? Sometimes it's spelled K-A-B-O-B, but sometimes it's spelled K-E-B-A-B. Is that the same? Or is that different? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is a pig in a blanket a sandwich? It's meat in bread. A hot dog is not a sandwich, but is a pig in a blanket a sandwich? Find out next time. No, kidding. You're not gonna find out, because I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. All right. Yeah, the end. Thanks for listening. Bye.